Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Those filthy Phillies since 2015, that was a memorable year where the Pirates won 98 games. This year, they're trying to avoid 98 losses and doing a much better job of that now that Donnie Kelly, Donnie Baseball, has taken over as skipper. 500 are the Buccos under the interim manager. Getting ready to take on the Marlins tonight. Dan Zangrilli providing pre- and post-game coverage, beginning with the leadoff show on these airwaves at 5:45. And this segment with him is brought to you by a great spot right next to PNC Park, my hangout, Mike's Beer Bar. Their fan and beer of the month is available now. Altered Genius Brewing's Hero Pale Ale. And the charity of month was our great fan 5-alarm marathon. Dan's visits with us are also brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Dan, our listeners want to know if you've ever done any hallucinogenic or psychedelic drugs.
I've watched Pirates baseball for a long time. Does that count?
It's close.
I mean, no, to answer your
question.
It's
never driven you to do that? Like, imagine if you, this year, advertised that you were going to do a post-game show on mushrooms. It probably would sound the same as many post-game shows without the aid of those kind of thought-stimulating substances.
Yeah, I mean,
do you ever ask yourself, have the listeners been on these things for some of the things they say during these shows?
I'm sure. I think I did ask somebody if they were on bath salts at one point.
Was that Mike
in
Newcastle?
That's not hallucinogenic, though, is it?
No. That kind of stopped. That was a big thing a few years ago. Bath salts, people eating them and going crazy. We seem to have calmed that down as a society, which is probably a good thing.
I'd agree. Shrooms? I don't know. I guess I'm receptive to it, but
you don't seem at all receptive to it. You said that just to make conversation. You seem like a guy that's been pretty straight-laced your entire life, Dan.
Yeah, you've known me for a long time.
Let's clear up something from yesterday. Paul Skeens, both in the post-game comments from Donnie Kelly and things we've heard, it sounded like Skeens was pretty much on E. The check engine light came on at the end of the seventh inning. He went out there and got two more quick outs for them, but he was pretty much done, and that's why we had the optically strange decision to put Ashcraft into the game with two outs and nobody on in the eighth inning. That backs up what you've heard, correct, Dan?
Yeah, I was told and I heard that basically Skeens and Kelly were conversing probably right before he went back out for the top of the eighth inning, that there was one more hitter left in him, but then he gets Kepler fairly quickly on a ground out to shortstop, and I guess they squeezed one more out of him to get Otto Kemp, the rookie, doesn't have a hit. And Brandon Marsh and Rafael Marchand were the only two guys to get hits off of Skeens. So, yeah, right at the outset, you're thinking, this is strange.
Yep.
Why can't he get one more guy in him? And, mm-hmm. You think of Paul Skeens as a horse. Like, it appeared strange on the surface, but hearing, what we heard, that's kind of what they decided to do before Skeens went out there. So it was a surprise to a lot of people, apparently, except for Kelly and Skeens.
Dan, you've been in these press boxes around these old curmudgeonly baseball writers for decades now, with mustard stains on their ties and gorging themselves on free press box food and then having the audacity to say that they're the gatekeepers of baseball. And I'm saying that because in the entire history of the sport, we've never seen someone with a losing record win the Cy Young Award. Do you think that these stodgy baseball writers are prepared to change that if Paul Skeens continues to be a hard luck loser this season?
No, because I think by the logic that you're going with, Andrew Barry Bonds would be in the Hall of Fame, right? So am I putting any faith in that process? Absolutely not, because otherwise you'd have more people in the Hall of Fame, and they continue to be kept out. So putting my faith in said stodgy baseball writers, yeah, that's something that I'm not willing to do. I think that just the narrative and the optic of a win-loss record still carries weight. Obviously, anybody who's not lazy will look beyond that. They'll dig a little deeper. They'll peel back the curtain a bit. They want the cracks between the keys, that sort of stuff. But, again, that would take effort and potentially breaking a sweat, and I don't have a whole lot of faith in that occurring here. So, yeah, if you're painting a hypothetical here, 3 months, 4 months from now, where Skeens is a sub-500 pitcher, despite maybe having a sub-2 ERA, will that cost him the Cy Young? I think it's absolutely possible. In fact, probable.
Dan, if we are in October and Donnie Kelly's Pirates have played under him 500 baseball, do you think he is the Pirates manager in 2026?
I think he's the Pirates manager regardless. And Andrew, you introduced him as the interim manager. He's not. He's the Pirates manager, period, end of sentence. And I don't want to say regardless of what happened, because I think the Pirates would leave themselves some wiggle room. Everything that I've led to believe, this is the Pirates manager, period. And I'm not going to say in perpetuity,
yep.
But I would be shocked if he was not the manager in 2026. Let's put it that way.
Not to go too inside baseball, but I felt like the reaction that you and I both got yesterday regarding how the Skeens decision got made me feel even more like the organization is behind Kelly and they want, you know, things to be portrayed accurately on the job he's doing as manager. I don't think I would have gotten that feedback if it was a Derek Shelton decision, Dan. I really don't.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I really don't think that what they've done recently, and this isn't coming out of a place of recency bias where they've, you know, played these one-run games, that he's managed them to an 8-6 record. The fact that they're 14-14, that hasn't changed. When they made the move after they dismissed Shelton, everything I've been led to believe, I don't think I've interpreted it incorrectly, that Donnie Kelly, they removed the interim tag from him and they purposefully did not call him the interim manager.
Good point.
And that was by design. So this has been, I think, in play since they made the move, that Donnie Kelly would be the manager for 2025 and beyond. I suppose, again, if they completely collapse and it's an unmitigated disaster, do they leave some wiggle room to get off of this? I guess, but then again, I have no idea what the contractual setup is for Donnie Kelly, nor do we really have any real indication on firm authority as to what Derek Shelton's is either. So could Kelly be signed for this year, next, and maybe an option for 27? I suppose that could be entirely possible, but everything that I've been led to believe, that Donnie Kelly is the manager of the Pirates, period. So the whole guise and the ruse, which I guess it's understandable that you would consider him an interim manager just anytime there's any sort of midseason change.
Yep.
That's more the norm than it is not. But no, I think he's the I'd be shocked if he wasn't back in 2026.
Wow. A very informative interview with Dan Zangrilli. A few hours away from the John Wehner Classic. It is the Pirates and Marlins beginning at 6:40. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Wehner Bowl. Well, that was a lot. He doesn't think that Skeens will win the Cy Young if he's got a losing record, even if his ERA is under 2, and he would be shocked if Donnie Kelly isn't the manager next year. How about that? Those are not tidbits. Those are colossal opinions from Dan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.